Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head to the sky.
shout out to everybody out there listening. Peace and love to all you out there. Man, what a great, great time to be alive. Those who did not able to see the day, may you rest in peace. Much love to you. Shout out to my homie and great family over there, Brother Deuce. Peace and love, brother. Hope you can go to the sky. All right. Be back. And we hope you're back with us. Those of you who don't know we back, you'll find out soon. But boy, oh boy, it's good to see other places. And let me just say this to everybody out there. Oh my goodness, this world is unbelievable. But it has beauty as well as it has ugliness. They coexist. We said this a long time. Good and evil. It's in your Bible. Today we're going to take y'all back to some real stuff like we used to tell. We're going to put all the dots together. We're going to use past, present, future at the same time. All the books, the Bible, the main one y'all know the most. And, of course, we're going to kick it with what's going on with the facts. Unbelievable. Today's program. Shout out to Antoinette. Let me get my shout out to shout out to Antoinette. Shout out to Miss Kim Weston for her tremendous cultural iconic ventures that she's still doing to this day. Shout out to Detroit. And I use Detroit in my news clip. I'm gonna show y'all how deep this comes. I use everybody because y'all across all the 10 regions. And Miss Kim, special shout out for her. She got a new CD out, a new record out, and she had a great dope picture. Send me some pictures of the Motown Fame Award that they had up there. I mean, 24, they was getting it. I think they all white party today. Unbelievable. And I'm getting the memo late. Super shout out to Chief Warhol. Spoke with her on the phone. Oh, my goodness. Got back to so many things. Unbelievable. That sister is another iconic figure, still alive with us. That's why we better tap into these resources. She was able to save the ancient burial ground over there, her home area there in Louisiana with the Choctaws. I mean, unbelievable. 1500s. Show you already. Facts. Here we go again. Got to prove the facts. We was already here. People were already here. That debate is so stale now, because we got people like her who have already proven with the facts that they already was here. Y'all already know, yet we still go along with this buffoon. Then we got people still talking about us being the slave trade. And then y'all worry about education. That's because you've been educated wrong. Not that I'm a genius and none of stuff, but at least I have enough sense to go and study for thyself, which is in your books. Because they will lie in a heartbeat. Now, I'm just going to take the regular world for a minute. Now, what I'm about to say is affecting everybody, myself, me, myself, and I, included, the three phases. Maybe. And it's impossible to say on these phones, these chats, that everybody on the same accord. I just tell you straight up with the facts. Wherever area you in, when the shit hit the fan, I hope you are successful in combating whatever it is in your area. Because it's only factual that these events are increasing at a rapid pace to the point where you can't even make sense to people around you no more because they have been zombied. You don't even know it. Now, I'm about to put it out there because y'all, this thread and people in the outer areas who've been sending stuff to us and we look up. And now, there's some activity going on that's unreal. Obviously, it's all over the place. And just for those of you who don't know, everybody is aware, even on these islands, they're aware of Agenda 2030. Y'all, I can show some brothers and sisters who are from the Latin ethnicity that just to prove to them that this was going on even where they live at. All through. People are recognizing that something's wrong. But it's you under a zombie spell. It's almost like the Bible story. Now, I'm going to go through the Bible because y'all think it's just a literal. This is an allegoric alien book. doesn't mean little green man, but anything to the planet that falls from the universe may have different biological makeup. And if it calamity comes into the area, it could cause all kind of stuff. I think about millions to trillions of years of this going on, these galactic wars. Now, nothing is new under the Helios today, and I hope you understand that. Nothing is new under the Helios. Even the movie The Walking Dead, the black guy, even in the 60s, was the hero. Right there, should have told you something. But gets killed in the end after he saved everybody. Now, that's an allegory for real, real. And today's allegory, we will make it plain and simple with factual words, easy understanding. Only a fool can err. Simple analogy. Let's just say they've been planning this in your books, and it's in your Bible what they would use. It tells you, but you think that you're reading these words literally without no interpreter's dictionary, no concordance, no lexicons. Y'all just going to read literal. That shows you you don't know what you're doing. If you think that's a literal interpretation, may you bless your soul. But listen to this. This is in the Bible. It says, and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee. The candlelight, the burner, your brain. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. Did you hear that? In the head of the bridegrooms and the bride shall be heard no more at all. It's like the nuclear family gone in thee. For thy merchants were great men of the earth. That's the bankers. The amity law that's already over us. And then it says, for by thy sorceries, Greek translation, pharmakia. Drugs. Were all nations deceived. Revelation 18:23. It says, by their sorceries. That means high level deception. High level. So high, as y'all say in church, you can't over, but so low, you can't get under. It's high level. And you got to have the right books to see what the word means. It's simple. It ain't like, oh, you got to be a neuroscientist to read what pharmakia is. It's pharmacy. And by that, they will be able to deceive all day. Oh, they done that. You can't say that ain't a fact. Some already come on here and tell me that's not a fact, that that's what they use. Sorcery through pharmakia. Then it goes on to say how deception, here we go again, how dumb the people in the masses got to be. If you reading the news and you don't comprehend it, even those you on this line read stuff, but it's not really comprehensible because it ain't really happening to you because you ain't looking, although some of you are. Don't get me wrong. Oh, well, we got some validation Victorians on this program. Been saying it. Y'all are what they call the warners. Then you got the watchers. See, the people watching the warners are also agents. Now, you could be agent provocateur. That's a good thing. See, a lot of that's why I say people don't even understand words. You say agent to somebody, they freak out. I know you're an angel of good. Angel agent of good. But that's another story. We're going to get deep today. I told you, we got to play with you because time is of essence. Goes on to state, how could it be if the war in Ukraine, so much money going to it, and just recently, y'all ain't paying no attention because you're not, I said keep your head to the sky. Did y'all know that Russia just, I'm going to tell you, here it goes, it says, if Russia's so bad, we're on the brink of war then why did they just send one NASA astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts to the ISS? For those who don't know, that's the International Space Station. How is that? Here we go again. Just believe in any type of shit that's on the news is because you heard. All that shit is deception. While they up there in space working on, we're going to get down today since y'all want to play. Ain't that important. Even Colorado got their ass kicked. Y'all can get off that horse now, too. It's going to get real on everybody. Real, real. Now, they all shot two people up in the space. I mean, what they doing? Why they ain't on the news? If it is, it ain't on regularly for you to comprehend it. That went. If you did not know that, that means it went under your radar, your antenna. So why then you got to ask yourself, why? Even rifles, listen. Russia is a part of your history. Obviously, you should be asking some serious questions. Because y'all the main ones they targeted. Now, I've been getting reports, you can't say, they already showed, I put it up there today. They're attacking everybody. We told people this in meetings way before this social media stuff. We was doing this in meetings where we go get people coming to the meetings and shit and listen. And we used to tell them, from what we heard, now we analyzing it, it was a progression up to what is today. What we learned about King Alfred, that was in its infancy stage. It was going on, but it was infant. Oh, man, they passed that, surpassed King Alfred now. They got stations all through cities. Foreigners, illegal, is the police now. All because you ain't watching. The watchers are watching. They watching you. Now, all this foolishness about, oh, they going to get the foreigners are here for a purpose and a reason. Anytime you destabilize a country, ain't that the acts of God? Look it up. Acts of God. Now, while that's going on, and we have Zelensky here chilling. I mean, waking so bad, Richard Pryor could have been president for real, because that's a comedian. But comedians are now the president. We don't have actors, comedians, salesmen, all kind of shit. It could be the president. Who is the underlords? That's what I worry about. That CEO could be taken out anytime. You've seen that with Trump. Now, this dude coming over here, guess who he hires as an ambassador to the Ukraine? Now, we did shows on this long time ago when we was doing Adrenochrome, and we found out that the Adrenochrome was an elixir that had all these nutrients, but it comes from babies. And she got everybody from Jay-Z, everybody goes to her so-called charitable dinners where she got dead, you know, edifices all over the place, but as meat and candy looking crazy. I mean, just outrageous stuff. And all the celebrities, you know, they all there. We did the show, we did the program, and you know, once it's out your mind, it's out your memory banks. But Maria Abramovich. It's Abraham in her name, and Marina. Now, you put that in the backwards mode and see what you might come up with. To serve as ambassador. This is a well-known pedophile ring. I didn't say it. They sell people. I don't know why they could even possibly get away with it, but it's orchestrated on a high level. So high, you can't get over, can't get around. That's why I keep telling you. It's all inclusive. It's all inclusive. Everything comes with this show, y'all going to have to get into today, boy. It's going to be all inclusive. Now, while all this is going on, no one's paying attention. Just, hey, he just got the biggest. I mean, I don't think none of the pedophile people is dead. Ain't no telling what they shipped them off to do. But go look her up. Narita and Bobby. Well known. But I found this to be fascinating today. This is where we're going to take the show before we bring in all of the bones across. And that came out of Ezekiel. And this, when we get deep, this whole Ezekiel 3 World War prophecy. Oh my goodness, is that not the playbook of books? But before y'all think this is a joke, facts must persevere. Now, I told you, anybody that tells me that they believe in the CDC, you got to be joking. And the CDC, who is now this was coming out. They having a meeting, all been sent on October 4th and the 14th. That's a fact. They plan on doing an emergency type of broadcast to your phones. To your phones. And because of that, they want everybody to take this new shot that is being pumped all over the place. New York State turned the Empire State Building into a needle replica, telling let's get vaxxed up. Now, y'all got to see the symbolism in this. If you don't, then you will be considered the blind walking the blind. But I just want you to know something. It ain't no joke. Look it up. They're having a climate summit meeting this week in New York for 2030. I got all the goals right here. Everything, sustainable development goals over the next 7 years. Got it right here. Leaders all over the planet will get together and pledge to do whatever is necessary to meet these goals on time. The phrase is a new phrase of accelerated progress. They're going to call it accelerated progress. Almost like warp speed type shit. Accelerated. Now, y'all better pay attention because I am. I can't worry about what you may not do. But if y'all look this up, it's adopted 10-page document, heads of state governments, high representatives gathering at the UN United Nations in New York, critical juncture of global crisis. Now, y'all be like, oh, man. Well, I just want you to play with this for a little bit because, see, now the Pope involved. He going to talk and tell the whole world that he's with the global agenda. Go look it up. It ain't hard to see. It's right in your face. But you rather hate everything they give you. You're doing the job that they want. I'm going to prove this with facts today. Not me running my mouth, but facts after I run my mouth. Because we got to run our mouth. But here is a new, this is why I get, thank you, Ms. Kim. Here is in Detroit News. Are you listening from Region 5? This is out of Detroit. An early morning show that with a little bit of sense of humor, but listen to what the show is talking about. This is 2 weeks ago, Detroit.
A zombie apocalypse may not be top of your mind, mm-hmm. but maybe it's something you want to consider. Thank you, Quincy. The CDC updating their tips to get you prepared. The actual CDC.
The actual CDC. So the extreme occurrence guidelines started as a bit of a tongue-in-cheek.
I thought I get to read this one.
Oh, well, I just, okay, go ahead.
Can you roll the prospectus a little bit? I'll read it right.
Here we go. I apologize.
The extreme occurrence guidelines started as a tongue-in-cheek government campaign, period, and done reading.
Okay, you have to...
Done reading. Tongue-in-cheek.
There we go. Tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek. But now offers a practical, a practical guide at any emergency, even zombies. They say the first step is creating an emergency kit with essentials to last several days, including water, non-perishable food, really with the video, non-perishable food, tools and supplies, as well as extra clothing, bedding, and all of your important documents. You shouldn't, like the zombies are going to read the documents.
Mm-hmm.
You should also create an emergency plan and emergency contacts with a meeting location. And this is really from the CDC.
This is from the CDC. So I've got a list of demands.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you really have a list of demands. Steve runs them in real
Number
quick.
One.
Okay.
This is on the CDC's website, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. We know how important they are. They guided us through a pandemic.
Should I be taking this serious?
I want, number one, an apology from everyone who tweeted me yesterday and said they couldn't believe that Lee Thomas has to deal with this all day. And how does he manage? Number one, apology.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now,
wait a minute, y'all get some pen and paper,
uh-huh.
Write this down.
I remember some names.
Y'all get a piece of, get an ice cube, write it down on there. Throw
Real
it in the
strong
sink.
Brother, disappointed in you.
You remember them now.
Shelly, was it? Disappointed in you? Who's got the dog named Juju?
Oh, I love her.
Uh-huh.
Juju's mom.
Juju's mom.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to read these tweets at the end of the show. We are confirming now, this is on the CDC's website. Does that make you want to lean in and just pay attention a little bit, knowing that the actual government is saying it's not completely out of the realm of possibility? Doesn't mean it's the most likely thing, but it could be.
Because the government always gets it right.
Now, this was in Detroit. Supposedly a popular newscast. Joking, but real. It's real. It's real. Now, I want y'all to think a minute now. You've been playing all these games simultaneously, all your Xboxes and stuff. Can you imagine? Your worst nightmare when they are going, now this is what they say. They said this new disease, this is, now I'm going to have a fact in a minute because, you know, I only deal with the facts. It says the male Marburg virus begins to cross the blood-brain barrier. It will create zombies. Now, I ain't making this up. Y'all better look this up. I'm not making this up. They got the people doing skits on their news about a zombie apocalypse. Why would the CDC come up with that if it didn't have validity? Now listen here, I'm gonna finish this off and then I'm gonna open it because I got the facts, because I don't even know what this Marburg thing gonna do, but I will get you some facts that you can see what it has done already in Africa. The Marburg virus crosses into the brain barriers, create a zombie. Ton of research has been done. The Marburg can be activated, and this is off of a news source, can be activated with scientists, activated by the release of virally contaminant material inside a lipid nanoparticle, which is an ingredient in the jabs. With the 5G frequency of 18 GHz, is paused three times in a certain duration, and this releases the payload of the lipid nanoparticles. And you could possibly turn into a zombie. Now, y'all can play with it, laugh at it. It sounds sci-fi, don't it? I love it. It's almost like a movie out of the Twilight Zone. So before I even get deep, I'm going to put some of y'all on there because y'all been talking about this. Let me go to 9927-6661-1877 and get all y'all here. Go ahead. It'll be first 1661 and then 1877 and 187 and then 19927. Get y'all on there. Go ahead. Y'all, this is as legit as it can be. Sounds far-fetched, but it is not. I got your hands up. 6661. Got your hand up? Not 9927.
Yeah. Great Dawning, my brother. Great Dawning.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my.
Yes, yes.
good to have you back. Good to have the brother back. You know, my main thing, you know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to digress for the minute. I'm going to explain, because what I've been hearing and what we've all been talking about is basically what's been going on with, you know, the agenda portion. Now, when you listen to radio programming, now you hear everything about being good global citizens and this global citizen sustainable campaign, which is everything ESG tied into one, because everybody's going on the grid whether they want to or not. It's happening whether we want to. We're going
not.
Kicking and screaming or not. It's just like you say, it's how everybody in their own sectors or their own regions respond. And what amazes me on this, too, is that these, you know, all they the best that ever did it, because here it is, upon this so-called, you know, system being bankrupt as it was planned to be, because this is the last stronghold for the so-called freer slaves compared to in the
that's
East.
That's right.
See, they're already under it, you know, and it's coming this way. Like they say, Loki is coming. Now, which Loki is coming?
Yeah, Loki?
The lockdown.
Yeah.
The lockdown institutionally. Yeah.
Right.
Which Loki is coming? The lock. But it's coming. And how we have, but it amazes me how they just, we are being wagged the dog tremendously. And the reason why I say that, right, I watched John Fetterman as he interviewed, and he's walking around in sweats, and they were talking about the government being shut down. So he had this head, this picture of this other senator head, Bob Casey, right? On his shoulder, and he was like, "Oh, go ahead and lock it down. I dare you." Like, so I looked at it. I said, "Damn, what was the last movie that had the head of another being on another person?" I thought about it. Remember Rosie Grier the thing
man,
with the two
heads.
This white racist. He wakes up one morning. And he has his head transplanted on the body of a black convict. And then it came to me. I said, "Damn, that's what they done did to these folks when they voted during the civil rights era, and they transplanted this head of being, you know, democracy and we for the people and all that." But then people forget that it's the same Dixiecrat party. That, and it doesn't change. But when I looked at the symbology of the head being transplanted on the other person's head and the so-called white racist head, I look at on many levels, from two wings of this same bird. But the foundation never changes. And then I look at it from how this sheep has been this so-called wokeness agenda, and they're steady taking away your nationality, your rights, your everything, thinking it's totally different when this whole thing is about economics. And when this whole economic system get in place, the same people who they have you hating is the same people you got to come back and barter with, because it's going to have to get to a point where you're going to have to barter. It's going to be either you have or you have not. Because if you're going on the grid with all these so-called batteries, right, and batteries on electric cars or cars start at $60,000, they're doing away with anything that's have anything to do with gas by 2025, maybe sooner, right?
Right. What they saying.
If you're going to shut down the grid like that, you're going to be forced into the mass transportation system. Whether you have it, and if you get caught, I feel sorry, but it's coming. But they the best they ever did it.
You mentioned
pharmacology, and pharmacology has been around a long time. The Sassoons, the Mings, all that, Ellis Island, Cheney's, you know, Robert the Bruce, that's the bloodline. But they've been doing pharma. They put people on opium in China and Hong Kong and so forth, enslaved them, put them under the spell. Now you see the fentanyl, you know, Sinaloa cartel having its way. Iran,
right.
What did MSB say? Damn, if they could get it, we could get it too. We deserve to get
it.
So what? You got to be qualified just to get the bomb. That's what MSB said. The Sultan, he said, if they could get Iran, y'all can make this deal with Iran. We deserve to get one too. I was like, what?
Yep. And did you hear what he said? You watched it. those of you listening, we're talking about the high sheikh over there and the son who's going to be king very soon. He was talking to Brett Baer of Fox.
You should have seen up his sister.
You see the symbolism? Oh, his hands was all kind of symbolism. And at the end, Brett Baer gives him the salute. Man, I said, this is a very well. Now, he will be, I'm going to tell y'all something. This could be it here. Because he's over two kingdoms. Once he becomes king, he'd be over the two holy cities of Medina and Mecca. He said that. Y'all better be prepared. Let me get some more callers in on that one. Oh, my God. 9927. We about to get real up in here. Keep going. 9927.
Hey, resurrection, everybody.
Resurrection. Yes. Let's roll with it.
This is deep. Let me close my door right quick. Shit. about the witch bitch.
Oh my God. Yeah, get them. We need to dispel.
I know all of us been saying that, you know, she's that sex trafficker, human trafficker, and and her to be the ambassador over there at Ukraine, and we know that's Nazi land, and they got the human trafficking going on there. And I mean, it's just in the tunnels, y'all. The tunnels is everywhere. The underground tunnels is everywhere. Okay, that reaches every country. That's the Silk Road. They got the train. Remember, they lost the train back in 2019, 18, somewhere. Remember the train? They had the festival, and they were showing us the virus and other stuff.
Yeah,
and then they had the train where they had the dancing inside the train where they launched off the Silk Road train. I mean, the tunnels is all over the planet, y'all. The Silk Road is underground. Okay, that's where the first human trafficker, I'm going to ruffle some feathers here, is Harriet Tubman. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I don't care if y'all think she freed slaves to put them back in slavery. That's human trafficking, y'all. Human trafficking. They made it seem like because they wanted to deceive us because she black, but that was actually a code name for human trafficking, to traffic the slaves through to bring them to other slaves, you know, once they ended all that slave shit. See, all of this is they lie about every fucking thing. Everything is a code for everything. Everything. But what they do is they take advertisement and they make it look like it's great. They make it look like it's great. Okay? Ukraine is, they're sending all your money over there. They're giving refugees here in America, New York State, and all of that, all the fixings, while you still got Americans homeless. They're giving them all the money, all the fixings, you know what I'm saying? And they're and these people that's coming over here, they're skilled. That means if they're skilled, that means they're getting into the government. So if they're skilled, that means they're military. Okay, so all it is that's going on right now, poor refugees are not coming over to America. I just want y'all to know that. They're not coming to America.
It's always the rich first. The rich ones that come first.
If you're poor, they're not coming to America. Okay, just to let you know. So you have to really look at everything that they're doing out here. They're already made some zombies. They're practicing on the zombies in another town. I mean, look it up. The military is telling you that, we're killing zombies in this small town because that's a test area. They're creating the zombies, and you're going to be buying those 1 cent burgers or whatever the hell they're giving out there. You're going to be a test.
Don't eat the 1 cent burger. That's it. Don't remember. Tell them about the 1 cent burger. Do not eat the 1 cent burger because it's coming out the
same
week.
Don't eat those burgers, y'all. The whatever free burgers they're giving you, don't fucking eat them. I don't care how bad you're starving. Stop being lazy. Go home and cook you something real quick. Okay, eat a salad or some shit. But don't eat them burgers that they're getting ready to give out because they are testing this fucking zombie shit out in small towns that you don't even know about. Okay, they got these motherfuckers fucked up over there attacking each other, and the military is coming here to practice, and the military don't know what the fuck they're doing. They think this shit is real, which it is, but they think it's a normal thing. They talk about it like it ain't shit, okay? Just like the cops do y'all on the street, They talk about you like you ain't shit, just like you go and get some surgery done on you, which I'm afraid of, and I need some done. They talk about you while they cutting you fucking open. So your life is in their hands when your life should be in their hands. You know what I'm saying?
But they got to scare everything, even surgery. Even surgery, because
a lot
surgery,
of stuff that's going on right now, and they not playing. They want to get us off the planet. They want these robots. Japan, Korea, China are pushing the robots. You understand me? They're making movies about robots being in love. They're pushing the sex box, okay? You don't want to get pregnant. You don't want to have children. Now you can get married to a sex box. That's it. And they're making them human-like, so that they can have feelings of hate and stuff like that. And they don't want, they claim they're not going to have them where they're going to kill people. You know what I'm saying? But that's a bunch of bullshit. Because
they're
already showing Asian community. I watch them fucking shit. I watch them series. And they might seem corny, but I watch and get what they're giving out in code. What they're putting out in the public to transform your mind into thinking that these sex bots, which are now going to be passed off as humans, which they already doing, they on the streets, that it's okay to love them. If you discriminate on them, you either going to jail or you getting shot. That's the thing, or they're going to have the robot kill you.
So they're going to make it where they're going to give the robot white rights, because remember, the first citizen right now is in Saudi Arabia.
They're giving a robot effort, okay, where you can't motherfucking discriminate on a goddamn fucking machine. An appliance. Because that's what the fuck it is, an appliance, okay? A right to a fucking appliance. When have you known a washing machine need a fucking right? When have you known your stove need to have right? Now they taking away your gas and making it into electric, but they still got diesel generators out there powering the motherfucking ass up.
That's why I say, here we go again. here we go again. Now, they're using gas to make the batteries that they claim they don't need gas to do. Oh, my God. We're going to get some more. Oh, stay with us because I got another topic going. I'm going to get one more caller, 1-877. Jump on in there, fit on in there, and get on in there.
Well, greetings, everyone. And welcome back to my phone.
Yes, awesome. Good to have you.
He did it again. This is one interesting topic here. And I started thinking as I was listening to the show, I was like, you know, there is no accountability for the money that's going over in Ukraine. And the American people have definitely been blindsided once again from lack of representation from our media. You said that you found this story, you know, on a small little station, you know, a popular station in Detroit. And they have been making these movies, these zombie movies, for, I guess, the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And in order for them to be able to make this happen, they have to, you know, definitely have a connection with a higher being. And those would definitely be the fallen angels.
Yes.
And the aliens. Because human beings do not sit there and think about, I want to create a robot to oversee the humans. Or I need this zombie so that he can go and, they're coming after us like multiple different, you know, like ways. The robots, the zombies, taking away the gas. Trying to kill. They want to freeze us. They're making a fake food. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and day one, when Biden got in, and most of you all don't know him, this line, the first thing he did was he stopped drilling oil in our country. They're making money off of the inflation of the oil. They're making money off the food. Everything they're doing, they're making billions of dollars over in Ukraine. This is how they're putting together their robot and their zombie project from the American people. We are facilitating this behavior.
Yeah, that's what we're sponsoring.
We are not complaining that we got homeless veterans, okay, on the street. We got crackhead, meth head, all, and most of the people in the neighborhood we did, we go downtown, we see these homeless people. But we okay. Our government giving our money to foreign people. And then we're okay with this fake ad narrative that Russia's the boogeyman. Oh my gosh, Russia did the election, Russia did this. But when Biden cut off, we got, let me just say this right here. We got more oil. And United, I think Atlantis is Atlanta, okay? And our country, United States, got the resources that can help. Trump says we can sell oil to the whole fucking world, the kind of resources we have underneath our ground. So why would you think that your president would day one, if they ain't attack, and the thing about it is what we say about those two wings, the brother said earlier, he's absolutely right. But the other wing is the same wing on the other side. It's the blue side wearing motherfucking fake-ass red side. Because back in when we were free, when the Republican Party cared about the country, because you have to remember we were very, like in the Bible, that when they predict the future,
yeah.
The Bible is their
the prophecy.
Thank you. That's where I was looking for. Okay, that's what the Bible is, right? And then everybody can feel like, oh yeah, the day is coming, this is that, right? So. The point, I lost my thought, I'm sorry, but, where I was going with the Republican Party, back then.
Back then,
they were loving the country. They were so happy to be free from Britain, and they wanted to create their own country. They wanted to have their own independence. They loved the red, white, and blue. And what happened is blue could not get over, you know, could not change the mindset of the Republican Party back then. So what they came up with back in the 60s, they said, we're going to fake the funk, okay? We're going to get these niggas to be voting Democrats, okay? And what we're going to do is the other party is going to be the racist party, okay? But we created all the racial shit now. The Ku Klux Klan, Jim Crow, we did it all. We did it all, but we're going to make it believe they did it. And that's going to be our argument, to make these niggas vote Democrats, okay? So they took the Democrats and they moved over to the Republican side. So that's why we have the two wings right now. And without them,
go ahead, that wing is there.
But what I'm saying is without that.
Go ahead, make your point. Hurry up.
Without that, they wouldn't be able to get the money to create the zombies, to all of this right here. Because if we wipe out the Democrat Party, because they're the party responsible for everything you said, okay? And that's 100% of them. They're all in line letting the borders come in. Because, come on, y'all, who opens the border? Who gives it? Day one, they gave Russia. We started buying oil from Russia. I meant to say that. Day one. How are you going to close the country down? I mean, close our oil down. And then he stole the election. He's only cool with Trump. But Trump was buying very minimum oil from them. Minimum. Okay, but when Biden came in, he's buying all the oil.
That's the big debate that they want. And I think that's the debate that's going to be coming up real soon. Because you got the Republican Party having their debates. The reason why I'm saying that black folks don't like the Republican Party because they never even studied it. They've been told it's already hate, so they don't study it. When you see the period of where the blacks, what she just said, and any historian out there listening, we were the richest group to come out of slavery in the Western Hemisphere.
What an American story.
I mean, we were almost... We were governors. According to your own history, everybody, we was president.
We got you.
As much as you realize, your point is valid. Okay, we're going to take some more calls because we're going to get more of this program. Again, that's because y'all so busy wanting other people to teach your kids, you won't even take the time to teach in your own history. How that sound? You talk about public schools, but you put them in there just like we did, but we didn't do that. We stopped. So I'm not going to take that foolishness. But all of us put our kids in these, what they consider induction schools. They induct you. And you put them in there because all you knew. But this is a new era, a new day. You can't be held no more ignorant. Oh, it's knowledge going to and fro in your own Bible. It said knowledge will go to and fro. So ain't no excuse no more why you want to be ignorant. Now you're going to find out what's coming. You're going to phase two. This is what's on the west, but show its signs into the east.
And we have some disturbing news from Africa. A virus outbreak in two African nations has put the world on guard. This too is linked to bats, and it's bringing back fears of how the pandemic began. Of course, nobody wants a repeat, and this one is proving to be deadlier. It's called the Marburg virus. It causes hemorrhagic fever, and the fatality rate is very high. The virus belongs to the Ebola family, which is why countries are worried and have begun issuing advisories. What is the Marburg virus, and how does it spread? Also, should you be worried? Here's a report.
A virus that kills half the people it infects and brings about a fever that leads to internal bleeding. Patients bleed in several parts of their body, and it's often the blood loss that takes their lives. The symptoms are unbearable. If you've been to Africa or have come in contact with somebody who has, you should watch out for these symptoms. High fever, muscle pain, bleeding, severe headaches, diarrhea, and vomiting blood. This could mean you have contracted the Marburg virus. The virus belongs to the Ebola family, and it has the world on edge. Two African countries are battling a Marburg virus outbreak. One is Tanzania, and the other is Equatorial Guinea. In Tanzania, five people who contracted the virus have died. Authorities are mapping their contacts and trying to figure out the extent of the virus spread. In Equatorial Guinea, nine people have died. This was when the country had about 13 confirmed cases. Let me repeat, nine people died out of the 13 that caught the virus. The virus's fatality rate is the biggest worry. It has a kill rate of anywhere between 24 to 88%. Here's some perspective. Peru has the highest COVID-19 fatality rate, and that's 5%. So the Wuhan virus is a dwarf compared to the Marburg virus. And the world is certainly not prepared for a virus that kills nearly half the people it infects, which is why countries are on alert. On the 31st of March, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urged travelers to beware. They've been advised to stay away from sick people and keep an eye out for symptoms. The U.S. is also sending personnel to Africa to help control the outbreak. They're assisting with testing and contact tracing. Saudi Arabia and the UAE have advised citizens not to travel to Tanzania and Equatorial Guinea. Like COVID-19, the Marburg virus has a lot to do with bats. It was initially transmitted to humans from fruit bats. Okay. African green monkeys and pigs can also be carriers of the virus. And like COVID-19, the Marburg virus too has a lot to do with labs. The Marburg virus was first recognized in 1967. There were simultaneous outbreaks of the virus in labs across Germany's Marburg and Frankfurt and Serbia's Belgrade. So far, the virus has not made its way out of Africa except in very isolated cases.
According to more of that, y'all look it up on your own, it's very intensive. It goes into saying that it's connected to the COVID. With the 5G. Now, I said, that can't be because our people ain't paying no attention now. I know they can't be paying no attention now because according to all of the data, all that we've been hearing about is connected to the 5G. Now, for some strange reason, they were talking about it earlier, but they see how they suppressed the language. You don't talk about it, but I'm going to give it to you. 2 minutes of this, and we're going to bring in more calls. Now, if this thing is real, then you better think about all who's taking these new, because this is how they said they're going to do it. This is not me talking. This is Bill Gates and them.
Well, if you thought the world couldn't get any crazier, try this on for size. There's a conspiracy theory sweeping the globe that coronavirus is caused by 5G technology.
It's nonsense. But that hasn't stopped the rumor being believed and spread by millions. Angela Cox has more.
5G burning.
A 5G phone tower torched in England. A worker harassed the real-world consequences of a fake news hoax.
But do you know what you're doing now? You're laying 5G. You know that kills people.
This COVID-19 scam illusion.
The theory is that 5G damages the human immune system. That's simply not true. But the claim has spread across the internet as fast as the virus itself.
In 2019, we had the introduction of 5G rolling out to more and more places. And where was it massively introduced? Ahead almost of anywhere. China. And what was the first city to introduce a 5G smart system? Wuhan, where this virus is supposed to have broken out.
So the 5G...
I'm going to put out there. Now, do your research. How is that happening? Now, you was warned by the blowing of the trumpet. He said, Wuhan, China's China. Y'all ain't listening to that. So whose fault is it? The trumpeter, the memorial, that's a Bible story that you don't even know about, the memorial blowing the trumpets. Before the wall fell down, which is the wall economy fell down. And then I heard yesterday at the funeral, we fall down, we get up. But what you get up into is the new world order. 7696, you are on the Helios.
Hey, let's drop on.
What's up, my brother? Peace and love to you.
Hey, I just peace and love to everybody on the show too. Hey, I want to comment on, what we witnessing our minds and what we've been taught. See, we got to reboot ourselves, rethink, you know, get our minds to thinking on something that's reality. See, the reality that we've been offered been showed to us through a bunch of lies and television and school and church. You know what I'm saying? And when we let our kids go out and see, our kids ain't never bringing nothing back because they not really learning nothing. The stuff they learning is only to program them into a system. It's not to program them into actually being a living being. It's actually just being a workable, but you know, something that works for something else. You know what I'm saying? It's never nothing for ourselves is what we're doing nowadays. And so that's where we got our mind is gone. Our mind is in the hands of somebody else. And it starts with the woman. That's who controls the first mind. And then she presented to the world and let the world take care of her mind. So that's basically what I have wanted to share with the show.
Everybody there?
I'm here. Drive on.
I ain't dropped the mic.
Yeah.
I'm here, bro.
We here, though. Keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Well, I know what you're saying.
I wanted to say that if anybody had watched that series back in 2015, it's called The Player Card with Wesley Snipes. It's on Tubi. I never seen it. NBC had it out back in 2015, and it was amazing. Basically, what it was is that all these billionaires in different countries, they had the player would create a scenario, and then about crime. He had he would say that he would try to stop. They would have a crime they knew that was about to happen, based on, you know, the scenario of whatever the crime was, and then the different countries would bid on if it would actually take place. So he brought an FBI cop in to try to stop the crime from happening. The technology is where I want to get to, that they had was like unbelievable. They can go into your home. They can go any type of videos that's present. They can link in to the different systems, the military. It's phenomenal on what they can do. So with the new technology, this was in 2015, it's called the Player Card. It was a really good series, but for some reason they didn't get a lot of views, so they canceled it. I watched all 9 series. It was just amazing to see the technology that's available. So
good. Y'all doing it. Keep it going. I'm trying to find something. There it is.
Okay. Yeah, so basically when they have going off the grid, like the brother was saying, it would be amazing because of the fact that it could definitely help sustain your life. So if you off the grid, got some land, you know, the reason why they took away lead paint is because the lead can paint would not allow them to be able to penetrate to your home,
yeah.
You know. And
yeah.
So
that's
those
neat.
Are different things
yeah,
that we
that
have
is,
to
yeah. think about. And let me ask y'all a question. Now,
was the name that hit Maui too with the home
right.
supposedly painted blue and what didn't have
red,
blue?
Yeah.
Was,
red,
I'm sure
yeah,
it was
red,
lead.
Red,
I'm sure
it
was lead
red,
blue too. Lead
yeah,
blue.
Yeah. yeah.
With lead
now,
in it.
That's another thing. Now, because of the severity of how these people thinking and how we supposed to, I'm not saying having land ain't a bad thing, but at this point in juncture, it looks like even with land, the new concept is going through these apps and stuff. The personal real estate agent is they trying to phase them out for some strange reason, but they got a longevity of at least 20 years left before real estate will be used by robots because of the fact our people seem to be fixated by the iPhone. The iPhone is one of the biggest things out there, y'all, that's going to perpetrate this on everybody because they need the iPhone to be able to do all the banking transactions. It's been set for that. That's why our phones may be shut off eventually. I ain't saying right away, but eventually, this is why we say how they're going to get you to conform, which we would create our own bartering outside system. It's always going to be a black market. I wouldn't panic on that one. Just how would you be able to maneuver? Now, right now, there's a black market out there. It's a magic one. It does everything. It does not play, and it's wicked. It has all kind of you. That's why you can buy anybody and anything because everybody's for sale. That's in your Bible. Somebody got like a must be a fire stick alarm. Got need a battery.
I had to look
battery.
At mine to see if it was mine.
Yeah.
But
it's oh,
yeah,
that's mine. That's,
yeah.
Well, that's,
put
that's mine.
Yeah,
that's mine.
Yeah, yeah. That shit. You put that for you make us all go crazy with the fire alarm. See, that's what's gonna come on.
Look at that, my shit.
That's what's gonna come on. What's gonna happen is the phone is like the movie we seen with my man Samuel Jackson. It's gonna be like the cell phone
yeah.
gonna make you. Now I think it's kind of crazy.
Listen, they made another movie about the cell phone too.
What's
again,
on the cell tower,
and the
one.
People.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in that one, the cell phone tower. Yeah. Now here's the thing.
Yep.
We said this a long time ago. There's going to be only strategically planned out things that happen. I suggest y'all go look up some of these things because they've been out there. Your biggest enemy would look like the movie that Samuel L. Jackson played in, which would be the Cell Tower movie. You better look that movie up to see that reality. There's different realities just because, again, if they know that you are not paying attention to the CDC, obviously, it's in Atlantis. Y'all just said Atlanta was Atlantis. What better? I mean, that's probably got all the germs necessary to create zombies. And what better group of black folks that just had a problem in Georgia with the water flooded all over the place, and then the four colleges was all messed up. How do I know? Because they seem to have control over that area. Based on all that granite. They blew up the Georgia Guidestones. Ain't nobody black even cared. Not realizing what that symbolized. This is facts. They blew up the Georgia. Ain't nobody heard no more about it. Ain't nobody called. Now, one person is caught. Cameras everywhere. I see with my own eyes. Cameras was everywhere. I got it on my own video.
You that was the day they turned the cameras off because they already knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're off. All right, I'm going to take some more calls because I got some more for y'all. It's going to be even more. I mean, that's Africa, y'all. That's where the WHO was at. That brother Caddy, I talked with him. Hopefully, man, he can get on here later on in the week. We're going to have something because he in Ethiopia. He was. They did want the king's relics back from Britain. Interesting stuff going on. But the WHO World Health Organization is the Ethiopian Tedros. Whether he be good or bad, he's still Ethiopian. And for Ethiopia to know this and tell us that they got the Ark of the Covenant and all this stuff and to not use the energy, that we got to wonder if the aliens over there.
But they pushing vaccines.
Yeah, they pushing vaccines. Now, can you imagine that? Here's the king of Ethiopia over there. They already, something ain't sounding right. We got to do some research on all this stuff. I'm glad it's happening. We got people on all phases here on this program. That's why it's called the Dry Bones. But I'm going to tell y'all, oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? Now, they went to Africa with the ain't no news coverage of this on our news that Africa is getting the Marburg virus. None. We think Africa got this general. See, that's how you know TikTok is made up. They got y'all watching these generals act like they about to take over Africa and shit. Y'all been TikTok, mean TikTok. What does a spell do? TikTok, TikTok. Talk. Are y'all ready for some more? Oh, man, y'all about to get played. I hate to say this. Y'all about to get played heavy duty. TikTok is what witchcraft does.
When they do the spell. Witchcraft on everywhere.
But they watch the TikTok. They watch the TikTok. The name TikTok should give. I mean, when you watch, when you get under a spell through hypnotic, he has a thing that goes back and forth. Just like what the lady did in Get Out.
That's right.
Come on. Don't play with us. This is a dry bone.
And if you don't know how to read what's going on, you get caught up in it.
You get ticked out. We're going to take a 2-minute. I'll be right back. I found some stuff. Let me check this board. 2 minutes, y'all. We'll be right back. See, the 5G could be the fallen angels. In order for them to be visible, they need another frequency. Well, I hope y'all ready for it. I'll be hearing people talk about all these other people. I said, man, I don't need nothing. After what we've been through and seen through all the greats that we've been under, I said, man, this is amazing how the people, actually, we can get played. I fall asleep. I said, man, I better slap myself right awake because wait a minute. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all believe in any of this at all, think about that one. If you believe in any of this at all, they were considered to be deceived. Because right now, the money game, deception. Slavery, a deception. All municipalities we believe in, a deception. Talking about marriage, deception. Talk about going to court, deception. Talking about getting a job, deception. Everything is deception. Because the bottom line is they following an ultra-God-like complex. And I'm going to tell you, we all have done it. It's in every one of us, this complex. Whatever this DNA is that came from all of the star systems, the Pleiades, the belt, all the 357, all that. They all say it came from out the sky. Some say it came from beneath the earth. Think about the earth in your cartoon mind. Because if you go science, just think cartoon mind, how they taught us in cartoons. The earth got all these cores. And remember they got us in sci-fi. It said people underneath the earth, they all wanted to go under the bed. Nobody, the voyage to the bottom of the sea, they all wanted to go under the sea. It's a great monster. That still exists. There's creatures you ain't never seen, ever, because they're in the deep, dark depths of the earth. Now, when they released, they become monsters to the human. So obviously, there's nothing new under the helios, but what's about to be new to your minds is that we repeat it all over again. It's like a simultaneously loop. None of us can control it. And that's where we at today. It's uncontrollable, just like some of our people are uncontrollable. You can't control your own offspring. Think about that one. You can't control your own offspring, then think about the cosmos. You can't be controlled. You can't control what your planets that we all created. All our planets could be loving, rebellious. You could have a dark planet living right before, because, see, that's why it's called planet. Now, I'm going back to my roots. These words, numbers, all that, that's what we talk. But see, sometimes we get caught up because people get mad at you when you say, oh, you ever been told, you think you know every damn thing? I don't know shit because I'm with your ass. Am I? And how could I know? How could I even know? But y'all know y'all do vibrations. You can tell by people vibrations. Now, here's the thing. Everybody don't have the same vibration. That's a lie. Some people could be fine as hell, and your dick will stay soft. Some people could look one way, your dick, boom. Same thing for women. Either she liked the man because she liked the man, or she liked the man she liked because he like got money. That's why so many ugly dudes got fine girls, because they got money. The girl could overlook ugliness because it's a benefit. That's the same way we are. What benefit are we getting? Is the question of all this working and doing this shit we do. Y'all say y'all hate the white man. Y'all say y'all hate this, that, but you on Facebook. That's a lie. I at least know I lied myself, because that's the only social, see how stuck we is? That's the only social media you can get into. If you want to get if they got new shit out, but guess what? It's still controlled by other entities. If black people got an entity for us to go into, is it controlled or not? Y'all make that decision before we bring y'all back on these mics. Start thinking a little bit more about this story we've been told. If I just told you today that Vladimir Putin is a fake adversary, he's not real. He's the Machiavellian. How can he be real adversary and they going into space together? How can he be real and he with Goldman Sachs? How can it be real if the bankers are financing it. I've been hearing it for how long, and we still ain't comprehend that the banking system is a war system. I don't know what's going to tell you, but I'll tell you one thing. This book called The Bible, I'm going to give it to you in simple form. That fallen merchant angel country in your Bible, Russia, the kingdom of Magog. The prince of Gog is Vladimir Putin at this time. That's all. Russia has been assigned to overall key role in the kingdom of Gog and Magog. Now, the Talmudus gave Germany the dubious honors of playing a role as the kingdom of Gog and Magog as well. Ain't that they playing the overall role? Germany. The U.S. and Christendom is the kingdom of Edom. China, North Korea, the nations of the end of the world. That's what their Bible is, the nations of the end of the world. Germany, kingdom of Gomer. So they got two honors. That's why you got the Black Knight, then the House of who? Windsor. Gomer. And various other European nations. Now, here's where it gets deep. Kingdom of Amalek. Now, y'all better look up Amalek because that is where he's the grandson of what? One of Cain's sons. And then most of y'all in the Hebrew would say the kingdom of Esau. So it's the Amalek or the kingdom of Esau is the other European nations like Ukraine and all them. Ain't Esau like getting your birthright now? Ain't they taking all your birthright money? They taking your birthright money right before your very eyes. Says Esau was the grandfather of Amalek. That's what it was. Turkey, because the Ottoman Turks is in on this too. Don't play yourself. Kingdom of Togarmah, Iran, the kingdom of Persia, and Egypt and Libya. They names ain't like nobody hide they black. The kingdom of Put or Kush. So they ain't hide. What they hide, y'all, out there listening today? Did they hide any black shit? Because that's the foolishness.
No, they didn't hide anything.
They just told
you
the kingdom.
They put everything in front of our faces.
Everything in front of us.
They
told you the kingdom.
They got us so, listen, the spells that they're using and casting all together, they're doing these spells 24/7. Now that they got the technology, they can put the spells out through the technology, your cell phone, your television. And if you don't know how to read the fucking movies and series, you're lost. Because everything they got, and let me correct you, correct the people that spell the Bible, B-I-B-L-E. That's not how it was spelled originally. It was spelled B-I-B-A-A-L, the Bible, because that was how it's supposed to be pronounced.
Bible.
Which is the cabal, which is everything. Everybody is into the craft. And if you don't realize that you have, what are you under the spell? And your inner self is not seen, because you got to see with your whole self what's going on out here. You have this power too. You can't be afraid of it. You got to learn how to use it. And see, they're using it on us. And for us to use it, we need to break their spells. We got to break their spells, y'all. Their spells is curses. And these curses that they're putting on us, that they use, they got to do it 24/7. They got people 24/7. Out here killing each other. They got people out here just killing
raping,
other people.
Raping, pillaging,
they want you to be in war all
war.
The time. They
but
want
it's
you
everywhere.
To be in war in your household.
Household
they,
that, first. That. Households are first. Let me just say this. Before
war.
We take this shit
that's
to the...
Hell.
It's in your household. Your household
that's
is your first hell.
Hell.
If you can't make your household heaven, don't look for the micro macro to be either better, because you are the micro macro. Let me go to more calls. 7472. Welcome to the Helios. 7472. Got your hand up. I got you in the loop.
Grand Rising Dry Bones. Welcome,
there
Black.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah, I stayed Black. For, thank God I'm Black.
Yeah, down there on them sandy beaches on the other side of Santo Domingo.
Yeah.
Yes,
we
sir.
All right, do your thing, bro.
Right,
talk to us, 'cause we need to know.
Okay, and I'm here in Hot Springs, and we've had a retreat this weekend. We're getting ready to go down to the creeks and do water ceremony in these ancient waters that come from beneath the earth. And what we have done, came here and we did crystal dig. We last night sat in the medicine. You know, the power of our women, and this is what the majority is here. I think it's 8 women. Lisa Lightfeather is the sponsor of this. And then I got a sister in there listening to the show. We got twins who taught us in the astrology, the astro me. And we did the cosmic connection. We did the sweat lodge. And see, you played the song just before. It says, hear your mother's call. Mother Earth is calling us. We have to come back to her. Because we have been pulled away from our mother. We become orphans in an urban area. You are banned from your mother, so now you are an orphan, and I'm going to control you by mind control frequencies. And you're right about the spells. And what they're doing is testing. Is there going to be across Turtle Island that they're testing on October the 4th, the frequency control. They want to know, is everybody connected so we can invade into your mind? We can invade into your mind with the frequency of the phones. And so what we're having to do is reconnect to the mother. And when you, this is why they're burning up the trees and doing it, because trees distort the frequency. Come back into nature, nature's frequency, and the moon and the sun. Frequency helps protect us from these invading technologies. And I've been, why we watched at the crystal dig, this woman had a truck. She filled up her truck with crystals. These are the things, the tools that people are knowing, because every phone, every technology use silica. And we're not using our tools. This is why we bring the people here and say, here, this is how the Mother Earth will give you the tools to help elevate your frequency and your consciousness. These are very challenging times, because even when the Pope is going to make an announcement, the Father of the Church, who is, how many people know who Simon Cyrene is? You talk about the Helios Biblios. Simon Cyrene was the African that carried the cross that they nailed him to. And that's the part of what are we doing as black people? Are we carrying the cross that we going to be nailed to? Or are we going to not let That's what you got to look at. If you're looking at the Helios Biblio, are you going you going to carry the cross that they going to nail you to?
Ooh, that's off the chain right there, bro. I love that, what you just said. That's a hell of an allegorical depiction, because it seems like we are.
That's what we got to look at, because this, they're not playing. This is about elimination, and that's why the Georgia Cards talk came out, because they said 500 million. If you look at statistically from what they did when they put them up to now, I guarantee you 500 million people done left here. They here. They didn't say, see, we misread it and saying that it, they only wanted five. No, we want to eliminate 500 million. And when they reached that, they blew it up.
Blew it up. And but you in the, I don't know where the crystal located, but you need to put
I'm in Hot Springs. We're in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
You got to put. You should put up your next ones and get some of us to go and get the, because that would be a very Hot Springs.
You can go
my
on
goodness.
YouTube.
My goodness.
Yeah, but go on YouTube, and there's a, she's on a YouTube. Her name is Lisa Lightfeather. What's the name of your channel?
Send it to the.
Closing the gap.
So put, just
Closing
send it to the
gap.
What's that, like you did the information. This information basically.
Yeah, I'll send you the link.
Yeah, because you sent that thing over there. It's about the 5G. The other day, and I said, oh, when I seen the Pope was involved, I said, oh, my goodness, they about to put out the announcement.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
The Pope,
right.
The Pope
but because
is involved in everything.
Hold on. Make a point. Let him make his point, then we take some more of y'all. Cause it's so
one last point is because what is October? It was the time in which the month they gave to who? Christopher Columbus. This is when the Holocaust was supposed to, this is when it began. And I... the lands in which they invaded, that's why they gave it October. But October is supposed to be, as one of my elder ancestors said, is October is our African Holocaust month. We had a Holocaust, 210 million. Go to UNESCO, Port-au-Prince, Haiti, 1975. They did an evaluation of how many people were lost in the trade. And they came up statistically saying it was 210 million lost. That's a lot more than that 6 million.
Yeah, I don't even think the 6 million. And that's the fact. I'm glad you brought that up because the 6 million, according to their own records, and I'm just saying factually, they admitted there could not have been that many in the area because there wasn't 6 million Jews throughout the European areas at that time. And secondly, I want y'all to know that Russia is considered Jewish. I don't know how many of y'all don't know this, but it's factual. They killed more of their people during the Bolshevik War than anything. And let's go with that premise, Brother Kwan, because, again, these areas.
But even
in
Russia, you talk about Russia, all of their basically religious temples or places of worship has the Black Madonna and Child.
Absolutely. Poland, all of it. Now, that's the part that when I learned that back in the day, A.J. Rogers and them had them books out, the Black Madonna and stuff. I see it in some parts of the Catholic Church because that's what we grew up in, parts of New York. Most blacks were Catholics.
Oh, sure.
There she goes. Now, once you realize who she represents, she always and she, Alize Dantor is the Black Madonna. I hope you listen because we was in your Alize Dantor is part of it. Now, that is where we get the so-called Catholicism, where the mixture of the occult world was had to be mixed. So these guys became what my brother just said, Oshun and all these other guys that were part of these Orisha tribes. And then even India got a Black Buddha and all. But I want y'all to realize something. I know we say Black. But y'all should have dealt with enough foreigners to know that they don't go by that. I was around the Black of the Blacks. They ain't saying Black. They calling themselves by their native land. Now, I don't know why America, and I looked up America, it is said that the America's name, the Americans or the Amers, they admit the color of these people, copper to dark. What we're lost at is our tribal name. We got all this Black stuff. I don't even want to say
identity.
Black because we want to
drive
on. These tribes, hold on. These tribes that y'all talk about were at war with each other too. I look up all the shit y'all tell me to look up, and Chief Warhorse. Our people was not no utopic people over here. They were warring. Why do you think they had weapons? They wasn't just sitting back, kumbaya. I mean, that's where we got to get off that kumbaya shit because they weren't kumbaya. Because if they were kumbaya, we wouldn't be easily taken, would we? You got only way you could be taken is if you at war with yourself and the enemy is providing one side precious commodities compared to what he's giving you. And this is what we forget. See, that's the part of the history. I'm a connector. That's why it's called Dry Bones Connection. I love what y'all saying, but I'm going to connect the other part that y'all leaving out. These people was not utopic. So let's get that out of our minds that they were just cool. We just loving people. No. That's a lie. We were fighting each other over here. Whatever tribe was tribes, they got their own wars that I looked up. I went to the Sitting Bull Temple up there. I went to South Dakota to see for myself. And I'll tell you straight up, these people were fighting each other. Now, whatever we want to call the color, that ain't what I'm calling today. I want to know who the Wichitas was fighting. I want to know who the Choctaws was fighting. I want to know why the Wichitas couldn't get along with the Choctaws. That's what I'm trying to find out today. The kumbaya stuff is over with me. I want to know why we was warned so we could fix that goddamn shit because ain't no way no cracker could come over here amongst a huge majority of people and tell me he could take over. How much sister?
Drive on.
How much
was
that?
It was land, drive on.
It's what? What was it?
But Dry Bones, could I share?
It was land.
Brother,
all the way.
Brother Kwan, make your point.
Go on space.com on September the 24th. They're going, that SpaceX, which is Elon Musk's private, you know, astro traveling. But the part that they launched to this asteroid is called OSIRIS.
Right.
They've landed on it, and now they've taken up the Earth. I mean, whatever particles that they got from it is going to be landing back on the Earth, and it's called, what is it?
Is that alien? That was
Bennu.
The Bennu,
and this is what they're bringing. The Bennu, these are all kinetic.
Now, hold
these
on.
Are all our language. These are the connections, and they're naming.
I ain't mad at that. I'm saying to you is, and all y'all listening, I know they're in space up there using ancient technology, and that's already comprehend. Some people don't comprehend that, but I'm glad you do, Brother Quan. But they up there. Now, what if they bring it? If they making stuff in the other layers of the atmosphere, remember, we in different stratospheres. If they making something in a different stratosphere to grow, and then they bring it to our stratosphere, don't y'all realize that's alien? That's alien. That means they bringing alien sources into this hemisphere, or our stratosphere, and then unleashing them on us to see how it is. Now,
but,
I'm saying to
right,
y'all, even if it's ancient, black folks, I said to y'all, if Akhenaten had to kill off the high priestess to bring in the one God concept, that ain't no utopic, let's just talk, I'm going to kill y'all guys off. That was a war. So if they were warring over the one God concept, just like we're doing today, we're still warring over the one God concept, everybody, which is Akhenaten. That's why they worship it so much. So let's get the chemist stuff on who they worshiping. They're not worshiping the gods of all of Kemet. No, they're not. They're worshiping the monolithic god. That is Akhenaten. Now, y'all take it as
right.
Y'all want, but that's what it is. The fact is the ancient world is taking Akhenaten. They ain't worshiping but two gods they only worship. Osiris, Akhenaten, and Isis. That's the three holy spirits. But outside of that, if our people say we talking about Kemet, then we brought them same spirits over to here. I'm going to let you finish on that, Brother Kwame. Then that means that all the stories I heard about the black, the white buffalo from the Sioux, the Seneca Indians where I'm from, the Senecas, the Lake Chautauqua, all of them got their own beliefs. Even though they got reservations, they got their own belief system. I'm saying that the black, which was over here, of course they got covered, they black people. Where did we mess up? If we fighting each other, how did we turn into fighting each other and being usurped out of our property? And that's the key right there. We should
Simon.
All which one?
We Simon. We carrying the cross to be nailed to it. That's
and we signed off.
Simon means
we signed off on it. The Simon means we signed off on it. That's why we carrying the cross. Because what did we sign off on?
Right.
Property. Now, all you Native Americans out there told me this. All you Native American tribes out there, y'all told me, y'all said, go look y'all stuff up, which I do. I looked up some of these land grants that Chief Warhorse told me to look up. The Vatican got the records right here. We got St. Augustine, which we will be visiting. That got Fort Negro.
It's all
Fort
about
Negro.
The land.
All about the land. We sold the land off. Now, how do you get land? Just like any other country. You got the marry
hey,
into
but
it.
Land, but the, but,
you got the
but
marry
it was
into
through
it.
Hatred. They had to marry into it, but it was through hatred, just like the hate that we see that we got for each other right now, how all our households all fucked up. Back then, it was just on a bigger scale. You know what I'm saying? You had people who really had something. You know what I'm saying? If you heard the stories of each of y'all families, y'all done heard these stories, supposedly, like, yeah, we had this many acres. We had this many acres. We had
right.
this many acres.
And then we lost
see,
acres. Right.
We lost the acres because somebody put some bullshit in our mind because we got away from our family. We got away from what we was taught before to know how to have all that land. See,
now,
nobody passed a torch on to teach nobody.
There you go. Now, Brother Kwame still passed the torches, which I hope we can get the sister that was there for those of you because I'm going to tell you, after Chief Warhorse had looked up that cemetery. Go there and look at the cemetery. She all on. She is a wonderful thing. The cemetery in the 1500s, y'all.
Well,
how much further? how much further do we got to go?
You saw it in the article in Jet Magazine. Remember when you were talking about Aretha Franklin and how many acres?
Black people gave over 6 million. This is on Ebony Magazine when Aretha Franklin was skinny. She was the queen of soul. You know, I can tell you how they were. That's a Masonic organization too, Ebony. They put in the back of the Ebony how much, as they got Aretha Franklin on the cover. That's a hell of an article. I'm going to get it out there, y'all, if y'all want to get it. It's easy to find. All y'all got to do is, and it says, Black America lost 6 million acres. I said, 6 million acres when I first seen it. I go look this up. See, y'all wanted to be industrialists. So the farmland that y'all was given, y'all left to get better jobs, supposedly, in the North. That's the Great Migration.
Hey, we got scared off, too, though. We got scared off.
No, that's my point. We know the scared off. Let's go with the biggest amounts. See, the scared off is natural. Okay, we got them scaring people. It wasn't massive.
A lot of people got killed. You know,
but the biggest migration in the history of black people in America was the Great Migration, where you left your farmland to get a GM job.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
They couldn't pay for their equipment.
Now, let me tell you what foreigners do. Difference. See, even if you left your land and moved to the big city, guess what? Foreigners would have sent that money back to keep the land. That's what they do. How do you think the islands make it? They people come here and they send them to Western Union. I told them one day if Western Union ever break down, they will collapse overnight. But that's another story. See, they know how to take the job money they get over here and put it right back. Because they would never make it without U.S. family members. I could tell you that right now. That's a fact. The money they are surviving is from U.S. family who love their family in those countries to keep them alive. Otherwise, they would be practically, woo-hoo! You want death magic? That would be death magic. You kill Western Union, and you will kill half of the Caribbean. How much y'all want to make a bet just on love that I'm telling the facts on this? Because it's hard to believe this. Because, again, you've been deceived into believing that everything is so, you know, y'all didn't do anything. We just, utopic people. We just never did a thing in our life because we're black. That is absolutely unbelievable. The biggest lie in the history of the world. There's no way black people can sit here on this line today and tell me you thought some mediocre white people who are inbreeding with themselves. And how would you inbreed with yourself when you are inbreeding with the Moors? See, that's the part y'all can't get. See, sex is so good. I love sex. See, sex can make you forget what you did. If you having sex for 700 years, you got people on Facebook talking about the Moors, wash them up. You had to wash them up before you got the pussy? Wash your ass up before I fuck this. That's what you went and did. You went up there, washed them up, educated them, and then what you do with them? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. See, I look at real dark history, too. I love dark history. Oh, my God, you learn the real truth in dark history because utopic history has no darkness, and you become euphoric. That's what's happening to black America. You are euphoric. You believe the civil rights movement. You believe anything. Go ahead.
Is it safe to say like the same white people is the same white people they've been produced, you know what I'm saying, in the lab, basically, the incubator babies, is them the same people that they use to manipulate us?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You hit a nerve on see, they think you sounding crazy, but you heard what he just said? He just said, are they making these people to actually... Dude, I said, man, you know, you will sound crazy to the average person who don't ain't up on what we talking about. But see, I can't let this brother sound like he crazy to y'all. Ain't going to do it. This brother is vital to the Dry Bone family. You just heard he said that? He said, could they find... Now, I'm going to show y'all how y'all don't even know what's going on. What he just said was said in when I was graduating from high school. Michael Jackson, all them, listen to this. They were all clones.
Thinking Journal continues. Well, we're going to continue our discussion of the concept of human cloning today. Joining us in our studio and testifying on the Hill today is Bridget Boisselier, who is scientific director for a private company called CloneAid. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Sure. Tell us first what CloneAid is and what the company is working on right now.
Okay. So CloneAid is a private company. We founded that 4 years ago, got the funding to really have lab last August. And so now we have three scientists working almost full-time in a lab here in the United States with the major goal for us to produce a human embryo by human cloning.
Why do you want to do it?
There are several reasons. The first one is that what am I doing it myself is just because I think I had to do it. 4 years ago when I heard all the establishment saying this is so bad and all these things, I said I have to do it and show that this is only a baby. A little baby, the belated twin of an individual, and that's it. It's not a monster, it's not all, you know, what we have been hearing so many bad things about this baby. And so we decided to do that 4 years ago. Now we are on the verge to have this first embryo.
And when do you suspect it will happen?
I don't want to be rushed into saying a date. What I'm saying is that we are in the process of doing it. We will check every possible defect before, so we'll need to make sure that the embryo is completely viable and before doing any implantation. So the soonest we could have an implantation is mid-April. It could be in a year from now because we want to make sure that this baby is completely and perfectly healthy.
As we did yesterday with our segment on human cloning, we'll be taking plenty of calls over these next 40 minutes, and we will leave the phone numbers on the bottom of the screen for Democrats, Republicans, and others. Our guest for this segment is Bridget Boisselier, who is a scientific director for a company called CloneAid, also is a visiting assistant professor of chemistry at Hamilton College up in New York State, and we'll point out that she has a PhD in physical chemistry, PhD in analytical chemistry, and you are from France, correct?
Right.
And working here in the U.S. now. You're going to be testifying on Capitol Hill today.
Yes.
At a hearing that we will be covering on this issue. What are you going to say?
I'm going to talk about the babies. I'm going to talk about the parents-to-be, and the father of the baby who are trying to clone, and what are his motivation. And I will read a very moving letter from him to the congressman. I will also talk about my motivation and how dedicated I am to this project, whether it's done here or abroad. We will have to move if there is any bad decision.
Now, at the time of this, y'all, so brother, you validated that's what they have. That at the time of this happening, no one paid attention. When I found out about, I started doing it's off the Bahamas, same where Epstein Island at. And they were cloning at a high level to where they are way beyond what this is in the 80s. The 80s.
Babylon AD.
But you got to think it was way before that, the orphan trains. That's where
right.
The incubator babies.
Right.
See,
that's
that
right.
Stuff never stopped.
Right.
They never stopped.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Cabbage Patch Kids, basically.
Yep.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yep.
Back in the day,
we are in the beginning of Babylon after death. I'm telling you, we are already going through the death process. The reset is the reset Babylon. So Babylon after death is going to be clones, gray skies, robots, and all the high tech that they want. New York City is going to be a giant, which it already is, billboard, and Japan is already a billboard because all of them, even Russia, everyone on this realm is supporting this. Everyone.
Right. Everyone. Every nation. Now, let's go with the Native Americans because this thing has got to stop. That first of all,
they had wars.
No, but we had two locations here. One minute we rave the East, which y'all say the temples are here. This is Atlantis. This is Santorini, according to Dr. Sheikh Diyat. This is Santorini, which is a true area. I mean, they got all this data already. The problem is we never submitted it to our young people. I had to learn this from a lot of people in a lot of strange ways of learning. We don't have it where it was set up like Brother Kwame. What did Brother Kwame had where our kids would go out to do geological studies on rocks? We don't do that no more. We used to. Back in school, we used to have these rock understanding, or this a layer of rock. Ain't nothing going on today. Everything today is sports. Rapping and sports. If you ain't a rapper, you got to be in sports. They don't want our people to understand the greatness of the
prostitution.
Intellect.
Prostitution and drug habits.
Well, I just said pharmaceutical because I told you in your Bibles, in your Bibles, the Greek translation, because I know y'all hate the Greeks, which I don't know why y'all would hate the Greeks, especially if you got some big dick Sudanese people fucking the shit out of them. I don't see how y'all could forget that, that the Sandanese, Sudan, Libya, all them countries are next to Greece. You don't think they was over there? I mean, come on, y'all. So we got the Greek as an enemy for some strange reason. He's not your enemy, the Greeks. He may be your enemy now because, of course, you forgot who the, you know, that part of your history, obviously. But there's no way the Etruscans. Look at these Etruscans. They got pictures of them with their dicks in their hands running around all in these elaborate, beautiful artistry. I thought that was unbelievable. I was taught that by Dr. Sheikh Diyat and Dr. Ben. I mean, this has like been in, around for a long time now. And the fact that we are blaming the Greeks, talking about they stole our shit, that is a false lie. I did enough of my own Masonic temple studies from those who I've been around. No, I don't play because I've been that way for years. That ain't it. Nope. You know they had to have initiations. You don't become part of something by stealing. Not in them crafts. Nah, ain't happening. They'll kill you before they let you steal. You was initiated. Being initiated means whatever they told you to do, you did to get whatever they wanted you and yourself to get. Ain't no, I'ma steal it. Yeah, you could take it and see some people. You got the right. That's why they killed those people, because their craft was not known there. But once their craft got militarized in there, they was able to, Greek and all that. But y'all act like y'all forgot the 300 people was, the men who was Greek. They were fags. They were men who loved men. This ain't nothing new. You had Surin said, he had all these guys in New York, all this Surah TV. They had debates forever. You know, most of them guys, I used to tell people, I said, they're agents. I didn't say what kind of agent he was. I said, they're agents. Ain't no way you'll be having jobs for the government in certain ways. You'd be like, wait a minute. You telling them that you go steal their stuff and you was working for the IRS and all these. You had a lot of people working for different places that didn't make no sense. That say, how many, and talking about the Jews, and they working for Jews. You know, how's that work? I work for the Jews. So that means they say you are a provocateur. I want you to be talking against us and so we can see how many follow what you say. Don't y'all see that? It's like, don't y'all even look at the Bible story, even the Native American story. They said that the enemy was come back. They would be prepared. They said all the buffalo stories about the buffalo, because I'm from Buffalo, and Buffalo is why they say we didn't win the Super Bowl, because you know how many Native American plots they built over in those areas, all downtown, all built over shit, even in even Miami built over. So that could be a curse. I ain't saying it's not. All I'm telling you is that because they were mad after they lost everything, I'll be mad as a mother. You take all my shit, you don't think I'm going to curse your ass out? You don't think I'm going to curse you out? Somebody steal your car today, you cursing their ass like a mother. Your kids steal your car, you cursing them. So
I've cursed the one, and it actually does come true. So curses, they do come true.
You cursing.
And I think new curse that we have
New York
right
is
now,
under a serious curse, y'all, from these refugees and asylum seekers. They are every day praying for our demise, and they are taking over. They pray to take over, and they did.
They prayed.
They cast their spells. They cast their spells and curses to take over everything, to get us to support them and all of that. Okay.
Now,
and they were told to do that. And so when they cast their spells every day,
America is
we
a
under
Christian,
some serious fucked up mind control.
America is a Christian country. Black folks is definitely a huge part of the Christian. And I just tell people, why are you mad at being a Christian? Then you know they don't know. The white man didn't make Christianity. Ethiopia made Christianity. Queen Exum. I mean, I don't even get to thinking of black folks today. It's like you can't even have, you must just go. That's why I say our kids had to be dumbed down. You have to be dumbed down just to get along, because if you act like you know.
But that's what the Bible say, Dry Bones.
Yeah.
Lack of knowledge will hinder us.
Because
I feel like
hear.
Over there, right, that video that you played earlier about the virus in Africa, you know, y'all have to realize that we are under a new election coming up. Okay, so they're cloning the COVID to now to Africa. But the only good thing about over there, but I don't know, with lack of media coverage, just like when the balloon, you know, the fires from Toronto, you know, from Toronto, everything was good over there, but everything was bad in New York and other parts of where this chemical smoke passed by. But just
right.
like in over in Africa. When they do stuff, when they do try to pull that shit, what say we do, guys? Because those little countries, we never heard of those little bitty countries. They done found some damn poor.
They in New York City.
Hold on, time out. She said
okay.
about the Africans over there, Tanzania. It was called Tanzania and New Guinea, New Guinea. All I can tell you is go look them countries up, Tanzania and them. Get them, go. You got TVs that stream. Cable is dead, everybody. Cable, get rid of your cable.
Yeah.
Get rid of your cable. Go to streaming because cable is finished. They are going to charge you exorbitant rates because they are losing big time. Y'all best to get ready to get out of cable. Two other things I'm going to hit you up. Go ahead. Somebody said, go ahead.
I want to make a comment on. In order to be off the reservation, you had to convert to Christianity.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, therefore, we done lost our mind because, see, we was just faking at first. We was considered cryptos. We are conversos because
Converso.
We converted.
Right.
Under the sword, under the gun, we converted under the gun. But see, we got so far deep in our mind in it, we forgot who we was. That's why, because you couldn't say you was Native or Indian or nothing got to do with that after you converted. You know what I'm saying, to Christianity. You know what I'm saying, and off the reservation. And see, we just got lost in the wilderness. That's what we consider. They consider that we was lost in the wilderness. That's what it basically is, because, see, we done lost our mind because we converted to all those people religion. You know
crypto.
What I'm saying?
Crypto. I like how you say crypto.
Yeah.
Crypto. It's called crypto.
Yeah.
Look it up. It's called crypto this, crypto that.
Brother Kwame,
I heard you first. Brother Kwame, go ahead. I heard you, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and what he's saying is that one of the biggest penitentiaries was the reservation.
Ooh,
one of the biggest penitentiaries. Became
wow.
the reservations because they
sense.
Were all captives.
That's right.
On land that was originally, you know, they took over the better part of their land, but they put them on the lesser parts of the land, like Oklahoma, the red
concentration.
And so they're concentration camps. And they're still on concentration camps controlled by the government.
I agree. 100%.
The BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs.
That's a fact.
And so there's still concentration. But what we're looking at in the whole thing that we're discussing is, you know, the control of the people and Africa in its essence, because they're dropping cable right now. It's called the Extraterrestrial Fiber Optic Project. Look it up. Extraterrestrial Fiber Optic Project.
Woo!
They're dropping. It's not internet. It's not in the cloud. It's in the ocean. And
the
what
ocean,
they're
right.
doing is connecting the fiber optics from Turtle Island, from the UK and bringing it into the continent, because 70% of the 18 to 30 year olds are on the continent of Africa.
Yeah. And India too. I gotta give India some props with that.
Hey, Dry Bones, I wanted to tell
India,
the brother
India,
that
India.
The Guidestone is trying to maintain 500 million people, so they want 90% of the population dead. They don't want to kill off a 500 million. They want to
maintain.
By the head.
Now,
10 commandments.
That was the number one.
They're looking for diseases to eliminate us all kind of ways.
Right. Now, that's why I'm glad y'all brought. That's why I love y'all in this program. Now, the maintenance plan, look at what they talking about, maintaining this balance. Now, that is like Libra. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, Libra, which my sign, is not in the 10th month. It's Octo or Kayocho. It's 8. Unfortunately, when we used to have them programs and debate with Brother Tarsika, I told him a long time ago, we stay focused on that calendar, we can make it happen. Sometimes we deviate with some of our ideology, but that calendar he had, I told y'all, it had a lot of validity, because if these people did change the calendar, which is a fact, they looking for something that we may not be aware of that's coming through. And because we are not aware of it, and brothers like people like Brother Kwame, who do go off and today chart, is able to see these events because they're not on the same calendar. They doing a calendar that was native to this land, which is very far more advanced than what we got at all. So let's go with that premise. If they are able to conjure up with the astrology that they are, then they know that Mars, Venus, which is ruled by most of the Libras, Mars, some of the fire signs are Mars, I'm air. They know through astrology that's why I keep telling people, that's why Jesus had to have the three wise men. The three wise men is Orion. They are the astrology. That's why they tell you, astrology is wicked. They want it to be wicked because they want you to figure this out, that as above, so below. But in this war you in, because, again, y'all just named everything we're talking about. I love y'all for this. You see, our land has been compromised. It is over here. Many of you were not from Africa. You were already here. There's no way these treaties could have brought that many people, because if you look at boats today, and they claim, I'm going to tell you why I know something ain't right. If they say these ships were being, you remember, you got hurricanes, you got sea monsters out there. A lot of ships would never made it. And some ships had gold for the transaction for the sale. Okay, remember that now. You just don't bring slaves over and don't have a transaction. You gotta bring that gold and silver back and forth. It wasn't no paper money at that time. It was gold and silver. A different thing. So if you didn't bring enough gold, you ain't going to bring the proportion of gold because they can't fit together. You're going to sink your own gold. But if these stories were true, don't you think that they'd be right in the middle of what's the place they say all of us died at? That's the Native Americans. What about they took the trail? That pass
middle
from Africa,
pass. Middle
the middle pass. Why ain't all the archaeologists in the middle passes looking for all those ships that fell down there? Because a lot of them did not make it over here. It's impossible. You got cruise ships today that have a long time getting over there. And you tell me that there was some other type of ships y'all want to come up with, I'm willing to hear that. But right now, I've seen a slave ship off the coast called the Henrietta off Key West. And let me just say this. They only had like 100 slaves on it. All this thing, they tell us that they had an army of slaves on these ships. And would you compromise your cargo? Or would you compromise getting the people on the land that's already on the land? What's easier, to subdue them people through gradualism, or to bring a bunch of people across and say they died in this middle passage? If they died, where are all the archaeologists today, especially oceanographers? They should be right in that middle passage looking for all those ships. I would be if we really had the money we claim. And we want to go into these pyramids. that middle passage must have a bunch of artifacts that fell down that bad boy. If that's what they actually
and there's no receipt book. There's no receipt.
I just want to know. I just want to know.
Henrietta. The slave ship that you're talking about off the coast of Florida.
That's
the
right.
The black scuba divers, there's an association of black scuba divers, went down to that. They brought up the chains and the things that even they used on the children. Then they put a monument down there on it and to recognize those children and those ones that died that ship.
They had little children. I've seen it. Everybody know me. I don't make up nothing. I took pictures back in the day all over the place, tell people. We were showing people when we went. We took our kids there. They put the chains on your kids to show, and you could lift the gold. They had Run DMC chains, everybody. Run DMC shit ain't nothing compared with the Vatican was bringing over. They had chains, but you couldn't touch them. They had your hands go through this rubber glove, and you could pick it up through the case. You could not touch it with your physical hand. And I'm just going to say this. They had kids on it, but the amount of people, you would have to have so many ships come over. Just think about this, everybody. You talking about hundreds of millions. You how many ships got to come over to bring 100 million people? It got to be like a ship every hour for years to get to that amount of people. And y'all, I'm telling y'all, they've been lying. But you know why they lie so much? Because they know it's chaos on your mind. Take that dog out, somebody. Just meet yourself. That's all. I ain't trying to take you out. Just meet yourself. You got a dog around you, meet yourself. All I'm going to say is, y'all got to learn these symbols. These people that came over from the West, they were of the craft. Ain't no Moors came over here ignorant. You got to be smart. You got to be smart to know how to navigate.
Hey,
go ahead.
Also, that what y'all had went through, see, you got to look at that. Also, that's a part of their display, too. You know what I'm saying? They had to display some of that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them, to be a black scuba diver, pretty much either from them islands or you've been around some high level of knowledge or different types of people.
Yeah.
Because most niggas ain't finna be all down in no fucking water.
The Bahamians.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of Bahamians drivers. So y'all just know the demographic.
Brother had just said some black scuba divers went out there and
They were probably Bahamians.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But see, you know, all of them compromised pretty much. Most of them are compromised.
Well,
no. You know what I'm saying?
The middle passage is not going to be.
Hold on. Because I don't want y'all to be saying stuff. And
I just
want to. Yeah. You next. I said that because of the demographics, the Bahamian culture is closer to the Keys. I'm sure most of them had to be Bahamian, just like they had the so-called women with Dr. And I want y'all to know, Dr. David Himmelte has passed. Thank you, my sister, back in Fort Lauderdale.
But Lodder. The brother.
He has passed.
Oh, when did he die? When did he die?
Dr. David Himmelte passed a couple of days ago. I got the email from one of the sisters who used to have classes at her house in Fort Lauderdale. Brother Ray, please call in. You know about it. Brother Himmelte has passed.
How old was he?
He was like late, close to 70. That about that era. I'm not precise on time of his actual age, but I'm sure he's in the close to 70 area. But he passed. I don't know the preliminaries and everything. But he's been on our show. I'm gonna play his shows. He came on there. He actually said the Bahamas was Atlantis, where they had the boats and everything was hooked up to that. So I just remember that. Thank you, sister, for putting that to me.
How about one of his books?
Yeah, we brought his books. Remember, he came on here. Everybody bought his books. We got proof that this is over here. It's not like it's
dry bones.
Not believable. Go ahead, because people act like it's unbelievable.
Yeah, the brother was saying about the black scuba divers. I know three youth that were from New York, Jersey, and Atlanta that were taught by the black scuba divers as part of it. A lot of our youth were taught how to be scuba divers and how to swim.
This is what
the organization did and being able to
were they military?
About,
were they military?
No,
were
they military? Were, these were, the brother that I'm talking about, two of them, they were like 15, 16 years old.
Scuba
they
diving?
Had been learning how to scuba dive, and that's one
from
of
who?
The first
from
dives
who?
That they
learn,
did
learn, learn,
with the black
want,
scuba dive.
Who taught that? Because, again, let's be honest. Who taught to the scuba diver? Because ain't the average black scuba diver, which is absolutely a fact. So I'm proud of the fact that they were scuba diving, but just give recognition to who taught these people.
Did you ever see the movie where Cuba Gooding Jr. was one of the first Navy scuba divers?
He was in the military. That's why I just asked you. He was right. In the military. I asked you, did these people learn from the military and just pass it on? That's all I'm asking. Are they military?
No, they took them in as students. And they went into schools and began to teach them how to do this crap. All right.
I'm going to look it up because I'm not debating who did what. All I'm saying is the brother is absolutely right. How many people meet people say, let's go scuba dive? Usually it's a military person who's been taught the military or it's somebody from the islands who go in looking for fish. See, they're the only ones, unless you're from a pond or got a lake near you, that go in the water, that's fine. But most of these ocean people, I'm talking about ocean people, not lake people, ocean people, mainly the Caribbean, are excellent at scuba diving. They love that shit because they go down hunting for crabs, hunting for lobsters, and so forth like that. So, I mean, that's not a debate about. I just asked them if they learned by military. If they learned by military, because we know about Cuba, we're not saying that we don't exceed. All we say is who taught you. The person that taught you should get the recognition. That's what I'm trying to get. Who taught these people should get recognition of who did it. Let me go why we got problems today in the Black America. We in chaos because even when we had the right knowledge, like Brother is coming to say, I'm not debating that. All I'm telling people is the average person don't do that. That's unfortunate. We don't know how to swim. It is. Most Black America aren't the greatest swimmers. They might be good swimmers once they start, but how many people is actually showing urban and Black people how to be swimmers? That's a beautiful thing if you're doing it. If you're doing it, beautiful thing. All I'm saying is like tennis.
Hey, I was on the swim team. I know how to swim. And that's why I'm
high school.
And that's why I have
high school
question that.
Hold on.
I was in the boys club, and my instructor was from the islands. He was from down there in the islands.
Boys club.
Dude taught us some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, dude taught us some shit.
They were great places.
Yeah,
I'm glad y'all remember that because again, are we doing that today? The question is, look what y'all all saying. Boys Club, YMCA. How many of our kids are in the Boys Club, YMCA? They exist, but they're at the level we are.
Every child that comes out of the womb is formed in water.
I understand
babies
that.
Babies already know how to move in water developed in water.
All I say is you throw a baby in the water right now and that baby don't respond, you're in trouble. All I can tell you is I understand with embryonic sac. That's what baptism is about. Baptism is about going to church. You're going back into your mama's embryonic sac. That's all that reproduce your beings. That's all that ritual is you coming out of the rebirthing process. I got that. All I'm saying is on a practical level, the average Black kid today, because I have family members who drowned, does not get properly trained to swim because basically they're not near the YMCA. They're not doing that no more. We don't teach the kids how to really swim like we used to or try to because we lost all civics. We don't even have places where the kids can go in some places. I mean, we might do, y'all might do, but the average overall Black youth does not have. The only thing they're being taught today is sports, basketball, football, not even baseball, because baseball was all Black indigenous Black folks for a long time. Negro League, then we brought the Latin people in, Cedro. All of them came from Latin Puerto Rico. These are all old stories about how integration started, but these Black folks from the islands was with us at one time more hardcore than our own Blacks. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Have y'all never been to these islands and none of these places, you know how good you have it. You really don't. You really don't. I can talk all what y'all want. Till you go down there and tell me, can you live with them on a regular basis without saying, oh, my God, we ain't got no time. They got no taller place. That's like Alabama shit, our houses, the South. Because y'all don't want to be inconvenienced no more. Let's be honest. Average Black person today, I'm talking to all y'all on this line, do not want to be inconvenienced with filth. Because you're not comfortable with being least luxurious. So you go to one of these islands that are shanty towns and so forth, you know you're richer than them already. You know that. They attack you immediately for money. They attack you immediately. They know that white folks got more money than you, so they go to them more first. But they know you got money. So my point to y'all is, y'all the best kept slaves in the whole fucking world. How long you think that's gonna be? How long you think that's gonna be?
How about
y'all the best kept slaves in the world?
Yeah, but what we talking about swimming, you got to look at all the gold medalists that were done in the Olympics. you going all the way back to Alice Davis, and she was an Olympic gold medalist. You had just the last Olympics, the young black woman that won, was on the swim teams. They won the Olympics. So we are naturalists. We just
I just say that our trained people, like those who train for the Olympics, are trained. I said the average youth that gets up does not have water, swimming pool accessories to them. So they're not, unless you put them in the atmosphere.
Who eliminated?
Who will get a good swimmer?
How deep is the middle passage? How deep is that? Ain't no regular. Just nobody getting taught going down. And then you talking about unearthing some artifacts? No. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the middle passage has a storm. It's real bad weather, real bad water.
Right.
So I'm trying to, I mean, they had the, they went around. There's no way that they went through the middle passage. I think a lot of that is made up. Then they got pictures and all this shit, drawings. I think a lot of that shit is made up because they show the triangle of the middle passage of where the actual boats actually traveled. They didn't even go from straight across.
Right, middle passage.
They didn't go straight across.
Hold on. Let's get some clarity here. When she says, those of you got the ability to go to the internet, look up the triangular slave trade. It's triangular. They don't go through no damn middle. They go through a side, they go through another side, and then they go down. It's like a triangle. There's no evidence.
But dry bones.
I just say
scientifically, all they do is take this. When the winds come off of the west coast of Africa over Cape Verde, it's the same passageway that's the middle passage, because the hurricane will come off of Africa.
Okay.
Pick up speed in the ocean, in the Atlantic Ocean, come through the West Indies and come up the coast of America and down and go up to near Canada and go back across. That has been going on. Those are the currents that has been happening every burr month.
Okay.
Hello.
Can you move your phone? Yeah, because your thing is beeping off.
Is Jawbone still here?
I know we are.
Are we here? We here.
Are you still hearing me?
I can hear you, but I don't.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But what they were
ahead,
trying
Brother
to
Kwame.
Say is that it actually went straight through from went a straight line for wherever they was. There's no way they could have did a straight line in the middle of that.
All they do is get up to that current, and then the winds will bring them over to the West Indies. Those winds will, trade winds will come
around
and
those
go
islands,
into the island and then go up the coast and then go back around. Those happen. Those have been for thousands of years. That's the way the currents run.
But I don't believe slaves were brought over like they say they were, because there's no way you're going to have your profit sick. Or do you get what I'm saying? If you're bringing somebody,
I hear what you're sharing. See, what they did is that when they first arrived, they tried to do the indigenous people as slaves, and then what they did was took all the men. And they would send them down to